How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future.
The new Democratic ticket hits the campaign trail. Vice President Kamala Harris joined by her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, for the first time in Philly.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
Live team coverage continues in Washington. Fox's Ryan Schmelz. We were talking this time yesterday, and a few minutes later, they ended up announcing Walz over Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania. As the dust settles 24 hours later, what's the thinking on Capitol Hill and among the campaign about the kind of running mate Walz will ultimately be on the Democratic ticket?
Right. Well, I think the idea is that Walz can be a pit bull for Vice President Harris. He's very strong about going on to some of these networks, even ones that might be a little more hostile, and defending Vice President Harris, defending the campaign and brawling when he has to do. And I think he's been one of those who's been able to really coin the weird phrase that has been used by Democrats to attack J.D. Vance and former President Trump. So I think that's one of the things that they view him as. They also view him as somebody who can be very effective in communicating with Midwestern voters and rural voters. And in many ways, this kind of sends the message that the campaign really views the importance of the Midwestern states like Michigan and Wisconsin, because, you know, Walz not being from those states in particular, being the governor of Minnesota, does have a history of connecting with voters like that. He's somebody who was able to flip a pretty Republican seat in Congress and hold on to it for a number of years. So they view him as somebody who could be very effective communicating with those voters and tapping into his history as a gun owner, as a football coach, and as somebody who was also a public school teacher.
What might be some of his vulnerabilities?
Well, I think the vulnerabilities are his record when it comes to issues that might be already political liabilities for Vice President Harris, and that's according to a number of Republicans I've spoken with already. So that includes how he handled the George Floyd protest and the riots that ensued after that. I think it also includes, you know, the history of advocating for Minnesota to become a sanctuary state. And I think the border was already seen as a major political liability for Vice President Harris. And of course, the Republicans are also attacking him on his stances on gender-affirming care. So I think Republicans are definitely going to try to paint him as progressive as possible, and they think that he has a record where it's easy for them to attack him on.
In the campaign and in any presidential election, and really any election, the schedule tells a story. It's a line that our former colleague Jamie Dupree liked to always repeat over and over again, and the schedule puts both campaigns out in some battlegrounds in the days ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, that's right. So former President Trump, maybe not as ambitious of a schedule this week. He's going to be going to Montana, which is a safely red seat, but they do want to secure the Senate. And Tim Sheehy is somebody who probably has one of the best chances of flipping a Senate seat this election cycle and giving Republicans firm control of the Senate. But then you also have J.D. Vance going to pretty much all the same battleground states as Vice President Harris and her running mate, which includes, you know, Pennsylvania. I believe Michigan and Wisconsin are also on that list. And he's not really doing major big rallies like they're planning on doing. He's going to be doing some smaller rallies, and he's going to be taking a lot of questions from the press to send a message to the Harris campaign that they need to start doing the same.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that has been a storyline that I've seen develop over the last several days or so. Is there any inclination that Harris does any sit-downs over the coming weeks for Q&A?
I think we are expecting them at some point to sit down for maybe one-on-one interviews with some of the major networks at some point. We don't have anything set in stone just yet, and there also is no sign of a press conference happening anytime soon.
All right, Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 in Washington. Thanks.